And I said, Lord, I know it's got to be true because it's written in your word. It cannot be a lie. But I said, Lord, if all this is true, maybe I'm not understanding it right. But I said, Lord, you've given me a fairly good intelligence. I can read. I mean, you know, I'm well trained. I'm well educated on this earth. I mean, you've taught me some great things. So I said, Lord, from what I read, it appears that I was healed as well as saved. I said, now, Lord, if this is true, and I believe it is, but I said, Lord, from the time I was 11 years old until today, I'm in my 40s by now. I said, Lord, I've been sick a lot of times. I mean, I've been down in my back at least a half a dozen times, maybe more, several times. I was seriously down in my back, and I had quite a bit of back trouble. And I'd had double pneumonia a couple of times, and I had coughed and hacked for 6 months after one of those pneumonia episodes. And, I mean, I had flus and colds, and I had all kinds of different things happen to me. And, you know, I just thought it was a way of life. You know, I mean, you get up one morning and it's wintertime and you got a stopped up head and you think, well, I guess I'm coming down with the flu. Well, sure enough, you got the flu. Well, you know, it usually takes about 2 or 3 weeks to get over the flu. Well, you take some pills and all that stuff and stuff they advertise on television. And, you know, back in those days, I used to watch television, but I don't anymore because you don't learn anything that helps you from television except Christian television, but the worldly television. It don't help you at all. So I don't watch it. Haven't in years. So the Lord says, what you feed in your heart is what comes out of your mouth. And so I don't want what they got. I want the Word of God. I don't want anything else. So anyway, that night, after I'd read all of these scriptures, meditating on the Word of God, when I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I don't know what I've done wrong. But I said, I've been sick so many times from the time I was 11 until right now. And I said, Lord, if this is true, technically, not only was I saved 2,000 years ago, but I was healed also. I said, since I was supposedly healed, I said, why in the world have I been sick so many times since I received you as my Savior when I was 11? And the Lord spoke to me in a voice that I could hear. He said, son, you have never received me as your healer by faith in my word. I said, Lord, I have to do everything by faith. He said, that's the only way you can have it. And of course, that completely lines up with the word of God. When Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For him that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now then, when I was diligently seeking the Lord, I was studying his word, and he was right there with me every second, and he knew my heart. He knew that I loved him. He knew that I wanted to know his word. And he knew that I was serious when I prayed and talked to him, even when he didn't talk back. And so, but now then, today, he talked back. And he told me what I was doing wrong. Well, at that time, I was a Southern Baptist deacon and a Sunday school teacher in a Baptist church in Louisville, Texas. I fell on my knees that night, and I asked the Father, in the name of Jesus, that I received him as my healer. I said, Lord, I want you to know I receive you as my healer. I said, since you saved me on the cross 2,000 years ago, I'm going to walk in obedience to your word. I'm going to do exactly what you tell me to do in this Bible. And I know I'm going to be saved forever because I'm going to be obedient and I'm going to walk with you. So I know I'm saved. Now, there are some people that'll say, well, I can go down that church and make Jesus my Savior, and then I can go to church for 6 months or a year, and then I can go do anything I want to do. I've got fire insurance. I accepted Jesus. Now I can go live like the devil and live in lying, stealing, cheating, adulterous affairs, and murder and drunkenness and everything else. And if I die or when I die, I'll still get to go to heaven. And I'll just enjoy living while I'm here on earth. That's not the way it works. If you're living like that, Galatians 5 clearly has your answer. You shall in no wise inherit the kingdom of God. So don't put him to the test there. But if you want to make sure that you know that you are saved, you are sozoed, and saved in your eternal salvation, is obey him. Walk in obedience to his word. And then I can guarantee you, you'll get to heaven when you die. But also, I received Jesus that day as my Savior. Again, I reiterated that to him and also received him as my healer. Well, that's well over 20 years ago now since I've done that. When I begin to go the next day and tell everybody, I'm healed. I am never going to be sick again. My Christian friends laughed at me. They didn't believe what I had found in the Word of God. But I lovingly told them, I said, you know, you can be sick if you want to, but I'm not. I said, I received Jesus as my Savior when I was 11. I'm going to walk in obedience to his word, and I know I'm going to be saved the rest of my life. I'm going to do what the King tells me. I'm not going to live in no kind of sin. I'm going to walk in obedience to his word, and I know when I die, I'm going to go to heaven. But many years later, I got the revelation on the word sozo, and I received him as my healer. And I did it by faith, and that word set me free. I have never had a sick day from that day forth. The word of God really works, just like it's written. Now then, in the next few minutes, I'm going to read a few of these scriptures. Now there's 120 of them. 120 scriptures about the word sozo. 120 different times that word's used. So in the next few minutes, we're going to only be able to cover just a few of them. But I'm going to start out in the book of Matthew. That's where the first one started. The first one is Matthew 1:21. And it says, and it's talking about Jesus in the beginning, talking about Mary. And it says, and she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall sozo, or save, his people from their sins. That's the first place that word sozo is used in the Greek New Testament. In Matthew 1:21, Jesus didn't go very far into the New Testament before he used the word sozo. And he used it in the context that he will save his people from their sins. And that's what the King did. Then, and there's another one here in Matthew chapter 8, verse 25. And this is when the disciples were in dire need of help in the storm. And it says, and his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, sozo us, for we perish. In other words, again, that word is translated save. So they're asking the Lord to save them from the storm. So, and then the next time it's used is in Matthew 9:21. It says, for she said within herself. Now this is when the woman, she came to Jesus. This is a little woman with the issue of blood. Now this woman had been sick for a long time, 12 years, the scripture says, and she wanted to be well, just like everybody wants to be well. Nobody wants to be sick. But this woman, she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be sozoed. Now, they translated that one, that time, in the King James Bible, it says, I shall be whole. Now see, if you were reading that in the English, you would never know that the same word in Matthew 9:21 is the same word as it is in all these other places, because they translated it different. Now, they could have translated it there, I shall be healed. But they didn't. They translated it, I shall be whole. But needless to say, regardless of which way it is there, the word in the Greek is sozo, S-O-Z-O, and it is a proper interpretation, because this woman said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I will be healed or made whole or set free, delivered. All of those mean the same thing. But she believed within herself that the minute that she touched Jesus, she would be made whole, sozoed. And when she touched him, if you've read the Bible at all, you will know what happened. This woman literally said within herself, she was not even speaking it, she was only thinking it. It was in her heart. She was not out screaming, if I can but touch him, I will be made whole. No, she's pressing through the crowd, speaking within herself, saying, I know, when I touch him, I will be healed. I will be made whole. I will be sozoed. And she reached out and went through that group of people and reached out and touched the hem of the garment of the Savior in faith. And the power flowed out of him, and he sensed it. He sensed power. The Holy Ghost is the power. He sensed that flowing out of him, and it went into this woman. And he stopped and looked around, and he said, somebody touched me. And Peter said, Lord, what do you mean somebody touched you? There's people thronging you. He said, but somebody touched me in faith. And he looked, and there was a little woman. And she, knowing what happened in her body, said, Lord, it was me. I touched you. And he looked at her and said, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Your faith has sozoed you. Think about this word. Now, this word you can think about. We've just talked about this word just a few minutes, and we've only read just a few times in the book of Matthew where this word's used. We've only probably covered about five verses, and I told you the simple story of what happened, and it's taken us almost a half hour. Think how long it took me to meditate on all 120 of these. But if you'll study the Word of God like that, and you'll meditate on God's Word, I guarantee the King of the universe will do the same thing for you that he did for me. He will sozo you.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.